producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How you doing?
Very good. I'm good. Hanging in there.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
The reason I called you is because I'm married. Been married for 6 years. Recently, I made the mistake of having an affair. My wife found out about it, and she filed for a divorce. Now, up until that point, I thought our marriage was pretty concrete.
Why would you cheat on a concrete marriage?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I started talking to this woman that I've seen at one of the gyms I go to, and I don't know. I was just really stupid.
I don't think you're going to get any argument from anybody on that, Jeff, but I think it's probably not going to be good enough. How old are you?
35.
Okay, and how old's your wife?
33.
And how long? You guys told me you've been married 6 years. Do you have children?
No, we don't.
How often were the two of you having sex?
We had a great sex life, I thought.
And so
I would say probably three times a week.
And so, you tell me your question, then I'll tell you mine. What's your question to me?
My question is, I'm still trying to repair this relationship. I don't want a divorce. She does.
When did she find out about the affair?
She found out back in October.
And so have the two of you not been living together since October?
No, she kicked me out of the house. I got my own apartment, and she hasn't talked to me since then.
Okay.
She's going through a family member to relay messages and stuff.
So how long did the affair go on?
The affair, it was only a one-time thing. I mean, I seen the woman. I was talking to the woman in the gym, and then...
I don't think the talking is what she objected to.
Yeah, exactly. I made the mistake of having an affair, okay? And
well, I don't think it's an affair. I think you had sex with somebody. I think you committed adultery.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm saying that wrong. I did. I committed adultery, okay? And
how did she find out about it?
She found out because this girl had my phone number, and she sent me a text message, and my wife intercepted the message. And then, you know, I'm not a good liar, so it came out. And, you know, I came clean with it, and it was devastating. And
all right, so your question to me is what?
How can I repair this? How can I get...
I don't know. I mean, let me tell you the place to start, and I'm certainly not making you any guarantees or promises or even necessarily trying to make you sort of feel optimistic about it, but I think your sort of notion of, well, it just happened, is deadly. Whenever I think the wounded party in an affair has a right to demand, and you don't hear me use that word very often, demand, because it creates its own problems, but demand three things. Number one, why did it happen? And obviously saying it just happened isn't going to work, because if it could just happen once, it could just happen again. And it makes it sound like it was something over which you were powerless, and if you're powerless once, you're going to be powerless again. So I think you're going to have to do some really deep, nasty work about why this happened. You're telling me that it was a relatively new marriage, that you had a great sex life, that you thought it was a solid marriage, and yet you found yourself willing to have sex with another woman, which you knew was adultery. You knew, and it's not like your wife said, I don't want to have sex with you. It's not like the two of you were not, you know, not speaking and sort of on the edge of divorce, neither of which are excuses for adultery, but at least they're understandable, if not forgivable. But to say we had a great marriage, we're having great sex, and I just decided to have sex with another person, not going to cut it. You're going to have to find out in your own head, in your own heart, why you did this. Because that's the place to start, as uncomfortable as that is with her, to say, this is why I did this, this is how I can assure not only you, but myself, that it will never happen again, and this is what's in it for you, should it happen again. Because without that, it's an act of faith on her part, and she's not willing to offer that to you at this moment, because the act of faith, as far as she was concerned, was believing that you adhere to your marriage vows. So she ain't going to do it. I'm not telling you that if you come up with that those three things, that she's going to say, okay, Jeff, you can have another chance. But I'm saying without it, you got no shot. And not only do you not have a shot, but even if she somehow in a moment of sentimentality or weakness or loneliness or whatever said, let's try it again, it's the 800-pound gorilla, and you can't get beyond it. So you have to figure that out. And it's not going to be a whole lot of fun, Jeff, because you're not going to like what you come up with. It's going to make you feel crummy about yourself. But better you feel crummy about yourself and take that to her and make an apology than she feels crummy about you, and there's no sort of getting out of that mess. And I think what you need to do is say to her, I will do whatever it takes. And I will, you know, I made the biggest mistake of my life. This is why I did it. Hopefully you weren't drinking, but I think even if you were drinking, no one ever does anything when they were drinking that they wouldn't do, they don't wish they could do when they're sober. That alcohol is kind of the solvent of the superego, but it doesn't create. It just sort of loosens boundaries. So I think you're going to have to do that. And I'm warning you up front, it's going to feel really lousy, but it's really important. And it's really important because even if she doesn't take you back, which she may not, you'll at least know where that chink in your armor is and how to protect yourself about it in the future, because you don't want this to ever happen again, I'm sure. It feels too horrible. But so you're going to have to do the work, and it's not a whole lot of fun, I guarantee you. And you can start with paper and pencil, you can try a therapist, you can do whatever you need to do, but you got to figure that out. And then you're going to have to offer it to her as kind of a, you know, as kind of a, look, this doesn't excuse it, this just explains it, so I can explain to you why it will never happen again, and while I will do anything that you want for me to do to make it right for you, I'll, you know, over any length of time.
Okay.
But right. don't misjudge how lousy that search is going to be, because it's not going to feel very good at all. But it's really important for both of you. Okay.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome, Jeff.
I just love telling somebody, okay, this is, if you think you feel lousy now, just wait. You're going to feel even worse. And the problem about adultery is there's several problems about adultery. Although one of the interesting things about the tour in Times Square yesterday was that David at one point said, you know, it's been said that you could stand here on this corner and watch all of the Ten Commandments being broken at any particular time. So, because that was the old Times Square when it was, you know, pouring through.
Right.
But the whole thing about adultery is that, first of all, it's that you gave your word. And if your word doesn't mean anything, then who are you? Second of all, that it's the world's easiest thing in the world to be as a lover. It just doesn't really require hardly anything, and I know what it requires, but not much, as opposed to being a spouse or a, you know, a committed partner, which requires a lot. It requires a day-to-dayness. It requires dealing with somebody when they're not all you know, fancy and smancy and all turned on. I mean, it's a much more difficult, complicated kind of issue. And the third thing is the basic issue of sex, which is it's meant to be urgent and thoughtless. If you think about it, that it's not only human beings, but that, you know, that species require sexual congress, with few exceptions, to be able to survive. And so there's an urgency about it that tends to override the kind of long-term conscience, or, you know, sort of being your best self. So how do you deal with it? I mean, how, if in fact you're thinking about marrying somebody, you think of yourself as a sentient, moral, kind, dependable human being. I mean, how do you deal with the possibility of, wow, you know, that sex is easy. It tends to be kind of urgent. You know, how do I deal with that? And I think the answer is that you think about it ahead of time, so that you're sure that what you're doing is, you know, you thought about it. In the same way that astronauts train for zero gravity, that you train for temptation, because I think it's the only way to really be prepared for it. By definition, it's going to be, especially if you're a moral human being, it's going to come as a surprise. It's going to come as out of nowhere. It's going to be something that feels really important, really urgent, that's going to overwhelm that part of you that says, do I really want to do this? I mean, so be prepared for it and understand it. And I think that's why the marriage vows say rich or poor, sickness and health, abandon all others.
I mean, I think it's a serious kind of, you better think about this, baby cakes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, 855-993-7569. Shelley, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I have a 17-year-old daughter who's currently a senior in high school, mm-hmm. and she received her first quarter report card and got all A's and B's.
Great.
And right. And besides that, she is doing SAT preparation as well as making up a math class that she had failed. So she has a lot on her plate. She approached me this weekend and said, I think I deserve a reward for the grades that she's received.
Okay.
I really don't know what is appropriate.
Well, wait, what, I have a solution here. First of all, I'm not crazy about rewarding kids for grades. I mean, they're working. They get the reward. They get the good grade. They get into a better college. But I'd ask her what she wants.
Yeah, she's the type that is very indecisive. And
that's okay.
I don't know.
But Shelley, that's fine. That's perfect. That means you don't have to do anything.
Okay. So leave it up to her.
Yeah. So, well, and don't agree to it up front. I mean, you don't necessarily want to have Brad Pitt as an overnight guest.
Right.
Okay. But I think saying, listen, that sounds like a reasonable idea to me. What would you like?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let her figure
all
it
right.
out.
Should I give her a time limitation?
No. No. Yeah. Honey, listen. You and I are both a little ambivalent about giving a kid good grade. I mean, she's done great. That's terrific. But in some ways, the good grade is its own reward. In some ways, that she's learned that stuff. And
right.
But I think if you want to commend her, I think that's fine. And she's saying, okay, I want something because I worked really hard. And I think, okay, so what do you want? And
right.
So if she says, I don't know, let's say, well, fine. You know, I'll wait till you figure it out. And why would you put a I mean, this is something that both of us feel, I'm not sure about this. So let her take it. Maybe she'll take forever. Maybe she'll take 5 years. Maybe on her wedding day she'll say, remember, Mom, when I got, you know, when I did really well in my senior year and you said give me reward? I mean, yeah, no, that's fine. It's perfect.
Right, so just let it ride it out. And for her to come back to me and tell me.
Well, no, I'd go back and tell her that that's what
right.
the deal is, because otherwise it just seems like a little passive-aggressive on your part.
Okay.
But I would certainly go to her and say, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think you have done a great job. Tell me what you'd like. For a bunch of reasons. First of all, because you'll know a lot more about her once you know what she wants as a reward. And second of all, I mean, you know, let her come up with it. This is not your job. This is her. You know, she's saying, okay, I want something. I say, okay, what is it?
Okay. All right. I will do so today.
Terrific. Good for
all
you.
Right. Thank
all right.
You.
You're
okay.
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, look, folks, when it benefits us, then we can sort of negotiate time. But when it benefits somebody else, let them come up with it and let them come up with the time frame. And if they don't, that's okay, too, that we're still being we're being appropriately supportive and enthusiastic and don't have to do anything. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. 855-99-37569. Rosemary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. I want to wish you a belated happy birthday. And
well, thank
I certainly...
you.
You're quite welcome, and I certainly enjoy your programs. In fact, I gave up the soaps to start listening to you when it was broadcasted down here in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
I know. Isn't it? I mean, this is real soap opera with real people, and nobody gets older, and the questions are much more interesting. I agree with you. Thank you.
Right. Now, I have a little something here. Okay, it's called a chocolate mousse, a dreamy delight without the guilt. It says, you deserve this treat, a healthier version of a decadent dessert favorite. And that cake that your friend gave you must have been delicious. But I made this recipe last week, and I said, oh, my goodness, I want to share this with Dr. Joy.
Well, it's
shall
great.
Shall I read the recipe? Okay.
Yeah, how long is the recipe?
I can read it, I think, in 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll post it or something like that. All right, go ahead. Give me the
recipe. 3 cups fat-free milk.
Okay.
1 large box, and in parentheses, 2.1 ounces of sugar-free instant chocolate pudding. And then
okay.
the last ingredient, 3 cups of fat-free whipped topping, in parentheses, 8-ounce container.
Okay.
All right, and optional, additional fat-free whipped topping after you finish. Now, in a medium bowl, mix milk with pudding mix and stir constantly with a wire whisk for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Refrigerate for 5 minutes. Add whipped topping and mix well. pour into a serving bowl or individual parfait glasses, garnished with additional whipped topping if desired. Now, the nutrition facts. Make 6 cups, 8 servings. Each serving is 3/4 of a cup. Carbohydrate servings, 1. And it has exchanges. Now, this is reprinted. This was in our newspaper, reprinted with permission. The source, Quick and Healthy Recipes and Ideas, the 3rd edition, Brenda J. Ponchatera. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. P-O-N-I-C-H-T-E-R-A, Quick and Healthy Net, published by Small Steps Press. Okay, well.
Well, wait a minute. How does it taste?
Oh, to me it tastes very good. I liked it.
All right. Well, it's worth a try.
Right. I mean, oh, I'm sure it won't be good as the original one. But anyway, you might want to try
it. All right. How many calories per serving?
Okay, calories. Calories, 104. Saturated fat, 0. Sodium, yeah. 279 milligrams. Dietary fiber, 1 gram. Protein, 3 grams. Total fat, no grams. Cholesterol, 2 milligrams. Total carbohydrates, 20 grams. Sugars, 8 grams.
Well, so basically, it's got a fair amount of salt in it, but not many calories.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, ma'am. Well, I don't know. You're talking about some of my favorite stuff. You're talking about whipped cream and dark chocolate. But maybe it's worth a try. It's certainly worth a try.
This is that fat-free whipped topping. So that's
I know. Cool Whip.
Fuel calories,
I know. All right, darling. Listen, thank you very much for your concern for my sweet tooth and my fat hips.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for all you do for the public.
Well, my pleasure. All right, so basically what you do is, 3 cups of low-fat milk and chocolate pudding, fat-free chocolate pudding, and Cool Whip.
Yep. That sounds like about what she said, yeah.
A lot of salt, but I don't know. It's hard for me to think about messing with chocolate, but maybe worth a try.
Yeah, you never know. I'm always looking for.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal.
Healthier.
You go and try it.
Sure.
And then
I'll
let me know. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you bring it in,
and
we'll all try it tomorrow.
There you go.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, look. You know, what do we have to lose there?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it sounds like it might be good for kids too. I mean, it does. It's hard for me to think about giving up whipped cream and chocolate, but it may be worth a try. I mean, look, if it's good, I went with a friend last night to he loves chocolate milkshakes, so I went and I chocolate milkshakes are great, except. I mean, that's a gazillion calories. So I had a chocolate egg cream, and his had about 750 calories, and mine had about 70. So, but that's real chocolate. It has, chocolate egg creams have no eggs and no cream in it. It's just chocolate and seltzer, but not bad for about 70 calories. All right, welcome to the Diet Hour. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Please feel free to do so. 855-993-7569. And in addition to post-birthday wishes and drop birthday cakes, there's actually very good news in the world today. The outbreak in Nigeria of Ebola is officially over. They've gone 42 days since the latest new case was isolated.
That is fantastic news.
I mean, that is fantastic. In fact, there's a picture of a bunch of kids in Stop Ebola, Maintain Personal Hygiene t-shirts and hats, which is, I mean, that really is, I mean, it just, it feels good on so many different levels. Senegal received the same designation after following up on contacts from a case imported from Guinea yesterday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the close contacts of the first case diagnosed in the United States had completed their 21-day isolation period and were uninfected. We reported that on Friday. So that was all good. A nurse in Spain and a Norwegian worker for Doctors Without Borders have both recovered from their infections. Recovered, okay? So they had it and recovered. They're saying that Nigeria's success at stopping the outbreak was due to a rapid response by health authorities, as well as a healthy dose of good luck. A patient who exposed many people to the virus, but infected few. And the World Health Organization statement details the outbreak began. This is what is really scary. Listen to this. The outbreak began when a Liberian man infected with the virus flew to Lagos for a meeting. He was visibly ill before boarding the plane, vomited on the flight, and collapsed on arrival.
Oh,
now,
wow.
It would seem to me that one of the things that you might not do is let somebody who's visibly ill on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah, in the first place, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Whether it's flu or whatever, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because you know it's a closed, air, you know, a closed breathing system,
right.
So everybody's
going
to get everything. And collapsed on arrival, died a few days later, and infected several of the people who met him at the airport, as well as 9 healthcare workers. One of the close contacts escaped the epidemiological monitors. This is scary. Who were tracking people who had been exposed? This is the scary part. He secretly flew to Port Harcourt, the capital of River State in Nigeria, and was treated by a private doctor in a hotel room. He survived, flew back to Lagos. But the doctor became infected. The doctor continued working after developing symptoms and did not tell anyone he had contact with an Ebola patient, even after he was admitted to a hospital. He was diagnosed with Ebola 5 days after his death. His behavior, a doctor's behavior, exposed at least 200 people to the virus, 60 of whom who considered high risk or very high risk exposures. Just a few of those became infected, however, his wife and his sister, who both recovered, and one other patient at the hospital where he was treated, who died.
The
person who's exposed in New York was also a doctor.
A doctor, yeah.
And a 33-year-old goes to Liberia, comes home, and meets with his fiance, rides the subway, goes to a bowling alley. Wouldn't you think a doctor, and this was like last week, this wasn't like, you know, 3 months ago when nobody knew exactly what was going on. So you'd think that, wouldn't you sort of think, you know, maybe I should just be a little cautious here. You know, and maybe for the first, you know, week or two, maybe. I mean, something.
Yeah, I sure would. Yeah.
And I know doctors tend to sort of think of themselves as, you know, just sort of, you know, magic and you know, invulnerable and whatever. And there's now a 5-year-old who returned from West Africa and was transported to Bellevue on Sunday with possible Ebola. But again, the symptoms for Ebola are the same for everything. I mean, basically, what is it? Low fever, cough,
yeah.
Headache, you know, aches.
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Yep. Sore throat, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they took him in a HazTAC unit wearing personal protective equipment. While a fever was initially reported, he didn't actually have his fever, apparently. Developed a fever, but nobody knows it. And one of the things that they're talking about, apparently, was the doctor, the goofy doctor we refer to him as in the future, got a transfusion from an aid worker who was infected with the disease and recovered. Because that's essentially how you get the antibodies, right? Somebody's got it. That's,
sure.
That's what the vaccine's
okay.
based on. So he received the donated blood. She was treated in August at Emory Hospital in Georgia. August. Were we even hearing about it in the United States in August?
Were we really? Yeah.
I don't think we were. I think the first case they're saying in the United States was in Dallas about,
what
3 weeks ago, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a Christian organization. Yeah. Nancy Rayball. And they're now saying that the New Jersey nurse in New Jersey has been
released from quarantine.
Yeah, released. Yeah.
Well, that's good news as well.
Yeah.
You know, so
And well, here's one of the interesting stories that come out of this, and there's going to be more of this. A Maine nurse who criticized her treatment as the first person to be quarantined under New Jersey's mandatory 21-day Ebola quarantine tested negative on Saturday and was being monitored in isolation in Newark. She said she remained symptom-free for the last 24 hours. They'll probably keep her a little longer. As a result of being evaluated and treating clinicians, the patient's being discharged, so I guess they let her go today. After consulting with her, she's requested transport to Maine, and that transport will be arranged by a private carrier, not via mass transit or commercial aircraft. Thank you. She will remain subject to New Jersey's mandatory quarantine order while in New Jersey. She charged under the mandatory quarantine that she was treated like a criminal. Mayor de Blasio called her returning hero and said she was treated with this, called her a, yeah, a returning hero and said she was treated with disrespect. So I guess she's a hero that was treated disrespectfully. She had access to a computer, cell phone, magazines, and newspapers and allowed to have takeout food. I don't know. Folks, look, come on. I mean, we're talking about the possibility of a worldwide pandemic, and you're saying you're not being treated well? I don't know. What do you want to do? Go to a Broadway show? I don't know.
That just seems pretty selfish, a little silly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, folks, look, at some point, especially, I mean, these are doctors and nurses, presumably people who are some awareness. Come on, folks. I mean, think about yourself as saving the world. Is a little inconvenience too much to ask? Perhaps. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. A long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was just listening to the conversation, and I actually heard the reason that the doctor gave, the one that's in New York City that's now right. tested positive for Ebola. And it was explained that the healthcare professionals, the doctors, know enough about the disease to know that until they are experiencing a fever or temperature, they are not contagious. And he actually wasn't experiencing any fever or temperature until, I don't know, I guess it was a few days after his back, maybe a week. But as soon as he found out, he contacted the health department, and that's when they immediately came out and quarantined him. And
yeah, I had heard the same thing, but it seems a little unclear. The question was, it's amazing how much we don't know. I mean, because my first question is, so 80% of people die. What about the 20% who have Ebola, who survive? Why? What makes them different than the 80% that die, number one? Number two, there is something. Remember, they used to say that herpes was not contagious either until you got the sore, essentially. And they're now saying that there's a prodrome, so that you're contagious before. I'd heard both. I'd heard exactly as you heard, is that you're not contagious until you have the fever. And basically, in order to have it transmitted to another person, you have to be dealing with body fluids.
Right.
But the point is, what if you got, I mean, if you're not taking your fever every 15 minutes, I mean, when do you take your fever? When you feel really lousy, right? I mean, you're not going to take it every minute. So let's say, just hypothetically, because I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
and I've heard this.
Can I just interject?
Sure,
please?
Absolutely, interject away.
I actually heard the explanation. However, if it were me and I was coming from that part of the world, I would definitely err on the side of caution, and I wouldn't.
I would stay
inside. So.
Well, that's sort of what I'm saying. Because look, let's say that I'm not feeling very well, and I take my temperature. Let's say in an hour. What if I went to the grocery store that hour before I took it? Right. And let's say I had a fever, and the question is, how much of a fever? Do you need a tenth of a spike, a tenth of a degree? Do you need a degree? So I agree with you. I think that what you're saying is absolutely true as far as I understand it. I think there's so many imponderables, and if you're somebody who's knowledgeable, I mean, what's happened is everybody that's been in contact with him, they're now having to quarantine. I mean, I just think that exactly as you say, that when there's so many, it's so deadly and so many imponderables that maybe you're a little more cautious. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I think your point's well taken. So you and I, we're not going to Liberia anytime soon, are we?
It won't be anytime soon, Doctor.
And if we do, we're going to tell everybody about it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And unless we feel perfectly, just absolutely perky, we're going to not be in bowling alleys or subways. No. Is that correct?
No, definitely self-quarantine for at least a small period of time.
All
thanks,
right,
Dr.
John,
Joy.
Thank you, sir. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm certainly feeling a lot better about my sacrifice of deciding that I was not going to worry about Ebola because either we were going to be able to contain it better than we thought we were, or that we weren't, and neither of which I was going to have any control over. And therefore, what I was going to do is not worry and try to convince you guys not to worry just not contribute to my retirement plan for the next 2 months. that was my formula so far.
Just enjoy that that extra money for the
go shop the sales.
Great idea. I think a lot of people should do that.
Because it makes you feel like you have you're sort of enjoying your life.
Yep.
You know, I mean, look, in theory, what a meteor could strike the earth. So you know how much.
Anything could happen.
Which I think maybe we'll get to that. Well, maybe we'll do it today. Maybe we'll start that today. We'll see where we get. But you had an email, I know, and I think emails take priority over Facebook just because there's usually more of a sort of an urgency about them.
Sure. And this one kind of relates to what we were talking about last week. A listener writes in and says, Dr. Joy, I am Canadian. I live 3 hours from Ottawa and have a son there. The shooting of the reservist, standing guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier was a very difficult event for our country. I listen to your podcasts each evening, and I want to thank you for that very touching comments and condolences for my country. She says, I've been a nurse for many years and have deep empathy and caring for people. And she says she heard all of those traits in your voice and wish you to know how nice it was to hear the support from our U.S. neighbors, she says.
Well, thank you.
Yep, two small words with large intent. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you. It was, I'm sort of always a little bit embarrassed about things like that because, you know, I start off with them and the idea is that, okay, well, I just have something that I want to share with people. And then all of a sudden find myself, and I thought, oh my goodness, you're supposed to be a professional broadcaster. Where's that coming from? But there's just nothing to be done about it.
Yep,
so you just sort of, you know. Just
I remember I was on the air doing a afternoon jock shift is what we call it in the business, but just music radio. When the Sandy Hook thing went down a few years back, I really lost composure on the air and started tearing up too, you know. And I mean, it's just sometimes
hard to talk about stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Which in some ways, I sort of feel like I need to be a little bit more balanced in that. But you can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
But I guess my response is that when I'm seeing somebody like Walter Cronkite or somebody, remember when he. He took off his glasses, the famous clip with the Kennedy assassination, and blotted a tear from his eye.
Right.
And I think that a lot of people who hadn't really liked him very much before that decided that they did like him.
Right.
But, in some ways, I guess I prefer that, although it's certainly not an excuse, and I try really hard not to do things like that.
Sure.
Is that I sort of prefer that than people giving terrible news with that kind of perky, and today,
exactly.
14 people, that drives me a little nuts. Like, are you so disconnected from what you're really talking about that you think that this is really okay? Because it's not, it just is not really okay at all. But, thank you. And again, I'm a little apologetic for not being quite as sort of grown up and professional as was my intent. But, clearly, I got an email from one of my program directors saying that he had heard it as well. And it actually, I think, was not heard in Canada at real time because they had preempted me. So he had heard it and said that my tears brought his tears, which was really sweet
because
he's a tough guy. but
well, I got to tell you, I had goosebumps here. Sitting on the other side of the mic as we were going over that.
It's a tough time. It's still, it's amazing because, I think part of what we do as human beings, which is, I guess, part of the reason why I think therapy is just such a good invention, is that, I'm every once in a while surprised at myself about how emotional the issues of September 11th still remain for me. And, I mean, look, I function perfectly fine, and I really don't have nightmares about it or anything of that sort. It's just that talking about it and bringing back, and not so much the scary part, but the gentle part about it, of people being really kind and the things, the memories that I have. And I said when I went to the museum, they had, I think they still have it, which is you can do a videotape. And I did two. I did one about sort of being down there and and the air being, you know, being chewable and no lights and no electricity and things of that sort. But then I did the second one and kind of sobbed through that one. And then I thought, you know what? I'm probably the only person who's going to leave one that is talking about happy. Because there were so many acts of kindness and so many sort of charming things and loving things that went on. And I really wanted to share that as well, because it's one of the things that really touches me. Both, and I'm in a great position to watch it on a daily basis, but also that human beings, when the chips are really down, that people are extraordinarily kind to one another and reach out to one another and are just wonderfully supportive and know, you know, they stop worrying about saying the right thing or doing the right thing, and they just become their most elemental, loving, terrific self. And maybe not everybody every time, but a lot. And, I mean, it's one of the reasons that living in this city is really such a pleasure. And then on a day-to-day basis, we can aggravate the daylights out of each other. But when the chips are really down, that everybody pulls together, and whether it's been riots or September 11th or any sort of, you know, and because there have been a surprisingly large number of really scary things going on, and how much we really do count on each other, and how much that being able to count on each other matters and touches us. I mean, it really is an extraordinary kind of thing that happens. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it really is the best of human behavior, and reminds you of, you know, that human beings can really be terrifically wonderful. I mean, it really is a great kind of thing. So there. So that's all I have to add about that. Thank you for saying that. Again, it's as I said to Sean, it wasn't my finest hour, but then it's not sort of how I like to think about myself. But thank you all for being supportive and kind. And you know, we do get through it. As I said, one of the things that is remarkable, I think, I was at somebody's Passover Seder the spring after September 11th, and one of the things I've never forgotten is somebody saying that this is a celebration of essentially terrorism that happened nearly 6,000 years ago, and that there had always been people who wished large groups of other people to perish from the earth, but that somehow kindness and goodness and has always survived, and that we should kind of remind ourselves of that as opposed to giving up. Like they say, you know, that evil can triumph when good people do nothing. And I think that good people sort of at least getting together and giving each other a hug is part of the antidote to that. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.